31 years ago, the Philippines was rocked by the assassination of former Senator Benigno Aquino Jr., known as Ninoy. Aquino had long opposed the authoritarian rule of President Ferdinand Marcos. Aquino was killed just after he landed in the Philippines following several years of medical treatment in the United States. Daybreak Asia's Dave DeForest asked Professor Emeritus Belinda Aquino, no relation, at the University of Hawaii why Aquino was opposed to Mr. Marcos.
Oh, it was clearly Marcos's declaration of martial law over the Philippines in 1972, September. Aquino's opposition as senator and the obvious contender for Marcos's position had been brewing for about 6-7 years before the actual declaration of martial law.
After the declaration of martial law, Aquino was jailed for a time.
He was jailed for about 7 years and 7 months.
And he was released to get medical care in the United States.
Yes, and he was allowed to seek medical help in basically Houston, I think, Texas. And, of course, Marcos didn't want to be blamed for anything that happened to Aquino if he were to die in prison in the Philippines. So he came to the U.S. in exile for some 3 years before going back, and that's when it happened.
So martial law continued while Mr. Aquino was overseas getting medical help.
Yes. He was in Texas and later in Massachusetts, where he stayed for the next 3 years before he decided to go home in 1983.
Why did he decide to do that? He was presumably fairly safe in the United States. It would have been dangerous to go back, wouldn't it?
I know, and he was advised by other exiles in the U.S. who were also Filipino leaders at the time of martial law not to go back because he would surely be, something would happen to him, you know. But I think Aquino thought that he could prevail on Marcos to lift martial law or to restore democratic rights, call a Philippine election and things like that, and step down, basically.
Wouldn't it have been more likely that Marcos would have sent Aquino back to jail?
Yes, in fact, that was Aquino's expectation himself. He thought that the worst could happen to him was that he would be sent back to jail. But I guess he did not foresee some of the darker possibilities that would attend his return to a country that was in turmoil, not only politically, but economically.
Aquino apparently thought eventually he was going to rise to the top and take Marcos's position. Is that right?
I don't think he thought that necessarily. He thought that his stature or his efforts would be effective in getting Marcos to lift martial law.
Mr. Aquino lands in the Philippines, and he doesn't even completely get off the airplane before someone shoots him. Can we know who exactly was responsible for the shooting?
Well, you know, as in all big-time assassinations, we will probably never know the exact details. But there was a consensus, an unspoken consensus, that it was the regime itself through the military that did him in.
Belinda Aquino is Professor Emeritus of Asian Studies and Political Science at the University of Hawaii in Manoa. She is not related to the current president. And she spoke with Daybreak Asia's Dave DeForest.